We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All my wolves begin to howl, wake me up, the time is now. Whoa, can you hear the trumpet? Whoa, there's a revolution coming. Wild things that turn me on.
Hey, WTIC. And Todd Feinberg here at your service. It's Rant Line Hour. We take some phone calls, we play some rants, we mix it all together, we have a bunch of fun, and we get opinions on two ways. Normal way, through the live call-in at 860-522-9842 and on the rant line, 751-4698. We'll show you how it works right now. Joe calling from New Hampshire. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Todd. Hey, you were talking about those masks that the governor didn't, what I called you in the past,
didn't provide.
Doesn't dig into his own pocket like Bob Stefanowski. He tries to take his time with taxpayer money instead and doesn't get them. But listen, this was like end of April, beginning of May. It was on the national news one night. Might have been Fox. I'm not sure. But they reported at the southern border, I don't know if it was Texas or New Mexico, the customs intercepted a huge shipment of masks they determined was from China, and they were probably defective. They were, you know, like a lot of the medicines they send, they're phony medicine. But they were like defective masks, about 100 million, I think they said. And they said the three destinations were New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. It's about 8 weeks ago. That's all I heard about it. They intercepted about 100 million masks from China, Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey. Now, do you think Governor Lamont tried to do it that way, and they're defective, and all that taxpayer money is wasted, and that's why you don't hear about it?
It's possible, but we probably don't hear about it just because it got intercepted, and that's the end of it. It goes into the criminal justice system at that point, I would think, and they try to figure out who can be charged with.
Yeah, Connecticut was one of the three states. One of the three states that they were headed for was Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey.
Yeah.
And they were from China, and I think it was 100 million. This was like 8 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I recall vaguely the interception. There was that different letter. Remember, there was an additional letter in front of the N95s. It was like the KN95 or something like that. I'm not sure what it was, but there were these other masks slipping around the country. And the word was you had to be careful to make sure you weren't getting one of those because they were a knockoff and not top quality. All right, let's see if we can get a rant in here and get this whole thing started.
Hey, this is George for AM1. Still haven't been able to connect with you, but if you're still interested and want to know your best options, give us a call back at 407.
Message erased.
Even we get
next
those
message
on the rant line.
Yes, on some of these shootings, some of these black shootings, had the police officer been accompanied with police dog, things probably would have not gotten so much out of hand. It would probably be work out to be pretty effective.
That's another dog call. We got a couple of those. We did. We got a couple of those last week. And also some people thought it was a crazy idea. But I find it interesting how easily, cops might be able to handle a lot of these situations if they had a canine. I don't know, maybe not. 860-522-9842. More Rant Line coming up and more of your calls. It's Rant Line time. Then at 540, Bob Stefanowski will be here. I just want to reiterate my theory, though, in case you want to respond to it with a live phone call, 860-522-9842. That this whole COVID thing comes down to masks. It's not, there is no virus. The whole thing is a hoax. It's not the extreme. The virus is real. It communicates through sustained contact with other human beings who are breathing out live virus. And that's the risk. So you can go to the casino. Because it's been 3 weeks and nobody's gotten sick from going to the casino. You can go to the hair salon. You can go eat outdoors at a restaurant. None of it's scary because you don't pick up the virus by making contact with a surface. Old people are vulnerable. Nursing home residents, assisted living residents, and people with underlying health conditions that make them vulnerable. And in that category, the governor failed miserably to protect the citizens of the state to get the necessary masks in order to keep people safe. It's all about masks. He's even admitting it now. He says the reason the casinos are doing so well is because they're doing the social distancing. That is, people wearing masks and staying 6 feet apart. That's all you need to do.
Todd. All those things they want to do to the police is just the growth of the organism. More bodies, more jobs, more expenditure. Problem doesn't get solved. Nothing for the problem.
That's right. That is the key to the liberal approach to curing education ills in urban America. How did they cure education ills in urban America? They make up phony responses like, oh, everybody has to be taught by somebody who reflects their identity. You can't learn from somebody who's not of the same race. Everybody knows that. Or you can't learn in a school that's not desegregated. So you spend all this money desegregating schools. You spend all this money getting teachers who are the right race instead of the right ability. This is how the left plays people and scams voters and scams in particular vulnerable communities, just like they did with the virus. It's the same scam all the time. They're playing it out right now. They're playing it out right now with the death of George Floyd. We all understand, it's as clear as day. Police unions rig the system so that the system can't get rid of bad cops. Have you heard the governor, any mayors or first selectmen or police chiefs or anybody else out there arguing that we've got to weaken the unions? 860-522-9842.
Greetings, Todd. George from Canton. I'm in a particularly gentle mood today. We just got off the air live about that young man calling Brian from the north end of Hartford. But you've got an advertiser on the station. It's been playing some ads lately. I believe it's Fisher Financial. And I find it interesting. They are a fiduciary. And a fiduciary, by law, means they are accountable to their client's best interests. They're not shysters that are in the business of ripping their clients off, and they're governed by law. I presume it's a state law. And I find it interesting that the people that make the laws, and in this case maybe that might be Jolly Ned, the skipper of the doomed ship Titanic, wouldn't it be interesting if the people who make the laws governing fiduciaries mm-hmm. had to also act in the best interest the people who've invested their money in the state. I think it's an irony that the lawmakers make laws that govern business that we interact with, and they're above it, and it's typical. That's my rant. Todd, have a beautiful weekend.
Now, isn't that exactly correct? That's how it works. They make all these fancy rules for other people, but they pay no attention when it comes to them. There are no standards for politicians. They're allowed to be as corrupt, as duplicitous, as capricious as they choose. There are no rules for them. 860-522-9842. There aren't. Double standard, triple standard, quadruple standard. No standard for politicians, except that whatever kind of criminal behavior they engage in, it's not illegal. They can't commit a crime. As long as they're not taking a cheap, you know, the old-fashioned political graft is no longer allowed. But if you want to do big-time grand theft, that's fine. Let's get a quick weather report, then we'll play more rants, take more phone calls, 860-522-9842. Yes, we're here. And it's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be in summer. It's a pleasure to be coming out of the COVID era. We are emerging, at least from phase one. Maybe there will be another phase. They don't know. I find this really interesting that they have no idea. And it's occurred to me, having listened to this epidemiologist talk about how they don't know. But what scares him, what would scare him, is, he said, is if we were coming out of this in a uniform kind of way, if there was just, like in Connecticut, if you look at the charts, the governor goes through the numbers every day, and he describes how the key factors are all plummeting in Connecticut. Hospitalizations are down to, what is it, 125 or something? I mean, it's tiny now. There just is no longer a problem, and yet we're still going through these phony protocols about how we have to be doing the phased out. The phased out COVID response. Phased out for what reason? It's over. But the fear is, that's what this epidemiologist said. He said if that were happening nationally, he would not be happy, because that would indicate a pattern perhaps setting in that would replicate how influenza epidemics have behaved in the past. There have been 25, he said, in the last 250 years. Is that what he said? Something like that. And maybe it's one every 25 years. There's a lot of these things for flu epidemics. And he said if it fades out in a uniform, precipitous kind of drop, that's scary, because that means it's going to come back in a couple of months and the second wave is worse than the first wave. So far, he says, we can't tell what's going on. We can't tell what's going on. There's no way to interpret why there's some states that are on the increase. It could be because of protests, but maybe not. It could be because people are loosening up and going to the beach. Might not be. 860-522-9842. It's fascinating because we get to see how they operate. I love all the evidence we get into the dishonest nature of elected officials. Juan, hello there.
Hello. No evidence whatsoever. You're absolutely right. The supermarkets, we never had any evidence from there. Now at the casino, we have no evidence there. But you know, we're not allowing the builders. The problem I'm having is I own a property and I got four tenants. I got one tenant who fully employed, fully capable of paying the rent, and decided it's not paying the rent. Now he's toying with the idea that after July 1st, no evictions. Now I got 3 months tied up now. Now, I'm going to let this person go for another 4 months. That's another 3 months. So this person is going to end up living at my apartment for about 8 months without paying one penny of rent. and then it's going to cost me probably about $1,100 between attorney's fees, marshals. So it's you know, I'm just a small potato. How about the rest of the landlords? How about, you know, the people who are not being able to get people to come back to work because their government's paying their employees more money to stay home and do nothing?
Yeah, well, hopefully that's ending in a few weeks, right?
Not according to today. Oh, we got to wait and see. July 1st is coming around the corner a little too fast. You remember, barbershops, we're not going to let you open the last day, the day before. So we are being subject to all this king rules making that he's doing. And like you said, every piece of evidence points down that this is gone. This doesn't exist anymore in Connecticut.
And it only exists in three counties in the first place. Juan, yeah, thank you for that. So Juan paints a really vivid picture here of the problem of being a business person, of being an investor in a state which is represented by the people who have no respect for people who are not their core constituency. If you're just somebody who creates jobs, who creates housing, who creates opportunity by taking a risk and carrying that risk around on your back, they're looking to hurt you at the expense of making sure their voters are well cared for. 860-522-9842. We'll go back to the rant line.
Hey, Todd, this is Tim from Stafford Springs. I just thought of, I just realized something that's true, and that's I'm Korean-American, very 100%, very Asian-living. And I, over the course of my life, have actually been friends with many people who tell me, who can't wait to tell me how much they hate black people. And it never occurred to me until recently that these people aren't racist because they're friends with me. So I think there's more than just a blanket racist thing going on that I believe probably dates back to the end of the Civil War.
Well, hang on a sec. So Tim goes on here. I just want to make sure you followed what he said so far. He said he's Korean by descent, Korean-American. And he's been surrounded by people his whole life who have told him how much they hate black people, which I find phenomenal because I've never I've never met anybody who would say such a thing. But maybe it's different if you're of minority status, like people feel they can confide. But then Tim says they can't be racist because they're talking to me, which is an interesting comment. What's your thought on that? I mean, you don't have to be. If you are racist, doesn't mean you have to be racist against everybody. All humans have bias against certain groups of people. Think less of certain groups of people based on something. And that doesn't mean that something is across the board. It's not a consistent feeling. It's an idiosyncratic feeling.
That I believe probably dates back to the end of the Civil War. And I think black people perhaps need to get over some things, but at the same time, there's probably a whole bunch of white people who need to get over things as well, like losing their slaves. But yeah, I just think it's interesting that there's people who are friends with an Asian person who talk about hating black people. So I don't think it's really straight up racism. It's just some kind of, you know, hate of black people. Okay.
Yeah, well, Tim touched on a lot of interesting things here. There's nothing about racism that necessarily has anything to do with race. It can be cultural. For example, I remember when I went to England the first time. This was maybe 30 years ago. And meeting black people in London, just being blown away by the black people in London talking with British accents, and it gave me a whole different feeling about who they were. I was struck by the cultural differences and how closely I tied my cultural sense of what blacks were about with the racial recognition of who they were. Does that make any sense to you?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.